We live in a year-over-year upgrade cycle. When it comes to all of our favorite phones, whether you're rocking an iPhone, whether you're rocking a Galaxy S, whatever, it's always an upgrade. It's always a big event every single year. But is this something that you actually need to buy? This is on the eve of a purported iPhone event happening on September the 12th. So let's talk about it. Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we? All right, so let's get into it. And we're going to first start off talking about just the usual upgrade cycle before we had the advent of smartphones being so proliferated as they are today. At first, you go into your usual carrier store, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon. You tend to sign a two-year contract with a subsidized phone. So you get this great phone for only $99. That's because you're paying off the phone slowly throughout your contract period. And, you know, you get your phone and you're pretty much out the door. You're, hey, I've got a new phone. Hey, new phone, who dis? And then started the iPhone. You got iPhone, and you got iPhone 3G, iPhone 4G, 5, 6, and it made it feel as if every single year you had to have this brand new spanking device in your pocket with seemingly huge upgrades from its previous version. Now, if we take a look back at it, and if we also just take a holistic view at it, we know for a fact that the year-over-year upgrades are usually very, very small, and actually, the best time for you to get a new phone is probably like every 3 to 4 years, pending you don't jack up your current phone, i.e. it's not destroyed, it's not slow because you've been installing a bunch of malware, you know, all of that stuff. So when it comes down to it, while it is great to see the year-over-year improvements, you really don't need to buy that new fancy schmancy iPhone every single year. So going into the event, I know I just rained on everybody's parade and I'm so sorry, but going into the event, remember, right now I've got an iPhone 14 Pro Max. I don't need the iPhone 15 Pro Max. I'm not going to get it. There's really nothing that Apple can do or say that's going to make me say, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm selling this phone. No, for what? It's a good phone. So I'm going to keep it. So guys, remember, you don't always need to keep up with the Joneses. Some people might be on the iPhone every year upgrade program, but most people just get a phone, stick with the phone, enjoy the phone, and let their phone do its job for a number of years. And actually, if we just look at how upgrade cycles go and the sales numbers, that's how it always is, and it's really how it's always gonna be. So guys, you don't need it. And until next time, share this podcast with a friend, and I'll holler at you. Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.